Is it on?
Yeah, it's off.
Sorry. Could be here tonight.
Yeah.
It's definitely good to be saved.
Yes.
October 16th, 1994. Walked in Bear Creek Church. Very first time. Said, Jesus, save me.
Yes.
And he did. And he did. Three words. I appreciate the goodness of God.
Yes.
We're in the last of the last days.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And Satan is doing all he can to try to stop you.
Right.
If you have your Bibles, Isaiah 14, you preachers will probably recognize this verse, verse 9. Isaiah 14 and 9. Maybe this message is not quite the way the service is going, but who knows? I'm going to put it in God's hand. God gave me this message years ago. I preached it one time, preached it at home church, and God so graciously honored it. The Spirit of the Lord moved, tongues, interpretation came through that night. And God was so gracious, and God is so gracious, and God will always be gracious.
Yes.
But we live in a very troubled time.
Yes.
The Bible says in Isaiah 14, verse number 9, I want you to listen to it or look at it really close. It's very fascinating. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. At the beginning, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. Think about that, Sister Clara. It's like hell is alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. I want to preach with the Lord's help on that one part, to meet thee at thy coming. Hell's welcome, Matt. Hell's welcome, Matt.
Oh, God.
We live in a world that is full of evil.
Yes.
And lawlessness.
Amen.
Scripture says, Brother Ron, in the tribulation, that Satan will be cast out, and he'll come down, Brother Tommy, and he'll wreak such havoc, because the Bible says, because he knows that his time is short.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But I believe he knows his time is running out even now.
Right.
Yes.
The Bible says, examine yourselves and see if you be in the faith.
Right.
Why would he say that? Because it's easy to get at ease in Zion if we're not careful.
Right, right.
We can go through the motions, but in our heart, where are we with God? Are we on fire for the Lord?
Come on.
The Bible says, let us run this race. It's a race, and we're running this race. But here in Isaiah, he's talking about the king of Babylon. I know. But he says here, and God dealt with me on this passage, Brother Ron, that hell has got to welcome that out.
Right.
I was listening to Brother Tommy's testimony. I was listening to Sister Bessie's testimony. Right. And if hell had his way,
oh God.
Right.
When Tommy was 20, he thought about killing himself.
Right.
That welcome mat, Brother Ron, was spread out.
Right.
Thinking he's going to have you.
Yeah.
Sister Bessie, when you thought about that gas, hell had its welcome mat out thinking I'm going to have another one. How many souls are in hell today that the hell has put out its welcome mat?
They seem Lord.
Because they have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Or they got discouraged. Or they got downtrodden. Or they got hurt. Or they got offended. And instead of turning back to the Lord, instead of reaching to God, they reached the other way and they went the other way. And hell, Brother Ron, it just put out its welcome mat.
Yeah.
You're welcome here. Hey, it takes all it can. The Bible says hell hath enlarged itself. In other words, it's growing. It's growing and growing. Every day, amen, every minute, every second a soul is dying. And it's going to hell. Amen. And the welcome mat is wide open for these souls. And God is warning people. The first thing Jesus said, I thought about this sitting right back there, Brother Tommy. The first thing Jesus warned in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, very famous chapter, he warned Sister Claire, he said, be not deceived. That is the thing, the biggest thing is deception. Amen. People thinking they're right and they're wrong. We live in a religious world, but we don't live in a saved world. Amen. The Bible says, talks about the way of Cain. Cain wanted to do it his way. He wanted to serve the Lord his way. He grew the crop. He wanted to offer that, but it was a blood sacrifice. Cain knew it was a blood sacrifice. Amen. It was something that he had no part of. It was all of God. But Cain said, I want to do it my way. And God said, I'll not accept that. And there's a lot of people in the churches today, they're doing it their way. But what does the Word of God say? Amen. What does the Word? They won't take the Word of God, Brother Ron, and live the Word of God. They want to live the way they want to live. And God has to accept it. But I'm here to tell you, God won't accept their way. God won't accept other than the Word of God. And so many people are living their own way. And hell has this man out and say, welcome. Come on in here. You can come here. And I'm afraid to say, Brother Vernon, that a lot of souls are being deceived. And Jesus warns us not to be deceived.
Yeah.
And Satan, the Bible says, he's going to and fro.
Yes.
Seeking whom he may devour. And he don't care if he seeks you.
Right.
He's not afraid of you. He's afraid of one that you serve.
Right.
If he's God,
right.
He's afraid of him because the Bible says he fears and trembles.
Yes.
He's not afraid of me. That's why Michael the archangel, Brother Tom, said the Lord rebuke you. Michael didn't dare to rebuke him. He said, the Lord rebuke you.
Yes.
And Michael was an archangel. But even he wouldn't rebuke you. He said, the Lord rebuke you. Satan, as a roaring lion, walketh about
seeking
whom he may devour.
Yes.
What was his purpose? What is his purpose? He come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, God.
He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. You know what breaks my heart? I've never had kids, but I see kids that are raised in church, but they've never had their own genuine, born-again experience with the Lord, Sister Claire. And we've seen it all the years. We've seen churches, holiness churches, local, kids get a certain age. They're gone.
Yeah.
They're raised in church.
Yeah.
It seemed like they were doing good in church.
Yeah.
But boy, when they got old enough, so Satan says, I think I'll just draw you out.
Right. Come on.
And that's what he does.
Yeah. Yes.
How many souls are in hell today?
Oh, God.
Scripture says that it enlarges itself. Every time I read or hear about a volcano erupted,
you think of that?
I think of hell.
Yeah, I do.
That it is there. It's a vent.
Yeah.
And it's exploding. It's erupting because hell is enlarging itself.
Yes.
Because every moment of the day, every second I stood here, every minute I've stood here, how many souls have gone to hell while I've stood here?
Right.
Even right now.
All over this world.
They're dying every second. Every millisecond, and they're dying without God.
Yeah. Yes.
And they're going to hell. And the welcome mat is out. And but Jesus said, you don't have to. You don't have to go that way.
Right.
He has made the way.
Right.
Amen. Hell is not a place that you want to go.
Right.
I mean, there's rock stones that mock being in hell.
Right.
There's rock stones, Brother Tommy. You may have heard of when you were young. That they're going to have a party in hell. There's no parties in hell. They talk about congregate in hell, but my Bible says it's outer darkness.
Right.
My Bible tells me there's weeping.
Yeah.
My Bible tells me there's gnashing of teeth.
Amen.
There's no fun in hell. Amen. But Satan would like to say, well, go out into the world just for a moment.
Yeah.
But that moment becomes a long time.
Yes.
And there's no ever promise of coming back.
Right.
How many souls, Brother Ron, have we seen walk out of the house of God?
Right.
Never to darken the doors again.
Right.
We've had them in our church, and they're dead now.
Yeah. Right.
Come on.
We had one, and he gave his life to the Lord, and for 2 or 3 years he was doing good. But the devil began to talk to him.
Mom.
He gave up his drinking. He gave up his drugs. But the devil began to tell him, believe it or not, God didn't do that for you. You was able to do that on your own. Brother Mike had a talk with him. He said, brother, he said, that's the devil. You're listening to the wrong voice.
Right.
And he warned him. Sister Mary, finally, he stayed in church for a little while, but that voice
Come on.
Began to talk to him. And talk to him. Says, you've done that yourself.
Yes.
And you don't need God. You can go out and you'll stay sober. You'll stay off drugs.
Come on.
You'll do fine. He left the church, Brother Ron. This is several years back, years ago. Left the church. Done good for a while. Hey, sometimes things do good for a while. But eventually, be sure your sins will find you out.
Amen.
He began to get into drinking again. Got into drugs again. It began to take him down and down. He got into the hospital. He got so into drugs and alcohol, they had to put him in a hospital. He almost died then. But he never would come back. And finally, he died. Hell laid out its mat and said, welcome.
Oh, God.
He's been in hell now for several years, screaming, why didn't I listen to the pastor? Why didn't I listen to the preaching?
Jesus.
Why didn't I listen to testimonies of how great God is?
Amen.
You're better off with God than in this world.
Yes.
You're better off with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In all of your problems, you're still better off with Jesus Christ than in this old world.
Amen.
He is the greatest one, and he's got the greatest promise, and he can help you through every situation, and he can help you through every trial. Take it from me, I know. I got saved October 16, 1994. December 26, 1994, 2 months and 10 days after the Lord saved me, my wife tells me she's leaving me. Most people would have walked out. Most people would have walked away from God. I'm not doing this.
Right.
But I had found something on October 16th when the soul of the sin of my soul was lifted up and out.
Yeah,
and I felt the weight of sin lift.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ had saved my soul. And I said, go.
Lord.
I'm a servant of the Lord. I'm a staying with Jesus. That's been 27 years. I believe one day she's going to come back. I said it 26 years ago. Amen. Before the corn is harvested, God will have my wife back. I'm believing that with all of my heart. But I'll tell you what, this is the greatest life I've ever known. But Brother Tommy, on December 26th, hell laid out its welcome mat. He thought that would get me. He thought that would turn me, Brother Ron, away from God and back out to the world. But amen, I'm still here by the grace of God. Amen, I'm still here. I'm still serving the Lord. I may not preach very good. I may not sing very good. But I tell you what, I love the Lord. I praise the Lord. There's been a many a trap laid, Brother Ron. There's been a many a snare laid for me and you. But we're still here. Why? Because the grace of Almighty God. We can't do it in ourselves, Sister Marie. We've got to depend on the Lord. We've got to trust the Lord. Hell may put out his welcome, man, but may it be for somebody else. But by the grace of God, it won't be for you and for me.
Hallelujah.
Yes. L.D. Savage preached a message and called it the bloody monster.
Come on.
I don't know if any of you all ever heard it. What a message. The bloody monster. The reason he preached it is his boy backslid on God. Was a preacher in the church and walked away from God and got into things that only God knows what he got into. Brother Savage preached on statistics of how Satan is destroying lives in every form and fashion. Destroying lives.
Yes.
He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. And the end of that message, his boy, he's older, he's about 30s, 40s, backslid on God, walked away from God, doing things. I don't know if he's in drugs, whatever, but Tommy, he's in a phone booth. Somebody drives by, shoots him in a phone booth. He dies in that phone booth. L.D. Savage, broken. He don't know. Did he die instantly? Did he have time to even pray? He asked the people that were attending his boy, did he say anything? Did he die instantly? Did he have time to pray? My boy knew how to pray. He titled that message, The Bloody Monster, because he is sin, Satan, hell. It's a bloody monster. We read these scriptures, it makes it look, and it makes it sound like hell is alive, and it's reaching for souls. And it can never be filled. It can never be, the Bible says it can never be satisfied. It's like fire. You can keep throwing wood on fire and it just keeps consuming it.
Right.
And hell is like that. It just keeps consuming and consuming. It feeds on souls.
Right.
Jesus.
It feeds on souls.
Yes.
And it is a bloody monster.
Yes.
Oh God.
Yes.
Tormented. Day and night. I don't know your hearts. I don't know nothing about you. God does.
Amen.
I don't know what kind of thoughts has been going through your mind. But God does.
Yes.
I don't know what you're thinking. But Ezekiel says, I know every thought. Yea, every one of them. Hey, it's not a shame to... We're going to fight battles.
Right.
We're going to have mind games.
Right.
Yes.
But it's in those times where you need to turn to the Lord.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not believe the lies of the devil.
Right.
The Bible says in the book 2 Thessalonians, Brother Ron, it says they'll believe a lie
right.
and be damned.
Right.
I don't want to end up. I remember a preacher, young man, stood at our church. He don't go to our church, he's from another place. He was 18, 19 years old. He stood up and he made this statement. I thought, man, it went through me. Sister Alicia. He said, I'll never backslide on God. Oh, that killed me. Because it's by the grace of God.
Right, right.
Peter made some statements too.
Yeah.
Lord, though I'll forsake you, I'll not forsake you.
Yeah. Right.
We see what happened to Peter.
Right.
That's why I always say, When I say anything, I say by the grace of God.
Right.
Because it's God's grace that keeps us.
Yes.
It's God's grace that sees us through.
Come on. Yes.
It's God's grace that gives us joy. Paul said, Paul talked about, amen, that thorn in the flesh. Brother Ronnie, I think, was preaching about it. I don't know what your text was. I'm a little late.
Right.
But
yeah.
Jesus said, my grace is sufficient.
Right.
He said, I'll just glory in that.
Yeah.
I'll just glory in that.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
For when I'm weak, then I'm strong. When you realize how weak and you can't do it in yourself,
right.
God helps
right.
you.
Yes, it does.
It's God that helps you.
Yes.
That man, amen, thought he could do it. But he's lost now and in hell. There's nobody new for him. But can I tell you, hell's still reaching?
Right.
It's not time to sit back on our laurels.
Amen.
And be at ease in Zion. Oh, Job, I love the book of Job. Brother Tommy preached it right after I got saved. I still remember the tongues interpretation that come through on the second you preached two messages, a double heart message. I still remember. And I know that God was talking to me at that time. Because God knew. My wife left me. I'm out there on the farm all by myself. And he knew I was going through torment. This is what the tongues determine. You know when it's for you, when you remember it.
Yeah.
Nobody else is going to remember it. But if it's for you,
yeah.
you'll remember it.
Amen.
He said, though the enemy rages, and though you have trials to your ways, if you will look toward me, and I find faith, I will deliver you.
Yes.
Saith the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes.
27 years, but Tommy, I have been looking to him.
Yeah.
Because hell is on our trail.
Right.
But the only hope we got is in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The only hope we got is giving it all to him.
Yes.
Amen. Surrender the whole heart.
Yes.
Not a part of our life, but our whole life. Turn it over to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. And trust in him. Because I don't want to cross that welcome mat.
No.
No.
I want to cross that welcome mat.
Yes.
Yes.
Bible says hell from beneath. You said it long ago about being down, going down. That's what hell does. That's what sin does. It drags you down.
Right.
Yes.
But God lifts you up
yes.
out of.
Yeah.
A horrible pit. I was in a horrible pit.
Yes.
I was a mess.
Come on.
Amen, Sister Claire. And the Lord saved my soul.
Yes, yes, yes.
He brought me up out of that horrible pit.
Praise you, Lord.
Set my feet upon a solid rock. Establish my God. I have nothing but praise in my heart for the Lord.
Yes.
Hey, we are to praise the Lord.
Yes.
You can be in hell tonight, but you're not.
Right.
Because of the mercies of God.
Yes.
Amen. You can be somewhere else tonight and think you're having fun. Amen. But you won't be. Bible says there's pleasure in sin, but it's only for a season.
Right.
It's a short while. It's just a speck of time. But I tell you what, being to live with the Lord is eternal. Amen. There's an eternal hell and you'll burn forevermore. Or there's an eternal glory and you'll live forevermore in the presence of the Lord and with the saints of God. And it's all good. It's like a Garden of Eden again. It's all a perfect place. It's a perfect world. There'll be no more death. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more tears. There'll be no more theft. There'll be no more murders. There'll be no more anything. That's amen. That's wicked. It will all be good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Lord is coming.
Yes.
Yes.
And Satan knows it.
Yeah.
And if he can, he'll try to deceive
yes.
or draw you away.
Right.
He would say, earlier on, he said, you draw nigh to me with your mouth, and your lips do honor me. But your heart is far removed from me. Where is the heart? God said, give me your heart.
Yes.
Because out of it is the issues of life.
Yes. Oh, God. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. Notice it's specific.
Yeah.
Thee. Thee. a specific person.
Come on.
God.
Guess I'll use my notes, but I have it. Jesus said, I have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star, and the spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
Yes.
He said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on. I enjoyed the brother's testimony.
Yes.
Man, God's so good.
Yes.
God is so good.
Yes.
Mom.
But hell has eyes on people. God would say in the book of Job to Satan when he came before him, sons of, what are you doing? What does that? I'm going to and fro and walking up and down in the earth.
Yeah.
What was he doing? He's seeking souls.
Yep.
He's seeking souls.
Lord.
And he's been doing it since the beginning, since he was created. And he's just a created being. He was Lucifer until sin was found in him. And he's been seeking. He knows he ain't going to heaven. He can never be forgiven. But he wants to take as many as he can with him.
Oh, Jesus.
I had a friend, good friend. Faith prophets. Preach the message at your old church. Dave Robinson.
Yeah.
Just say no. I think it's what they titled. Powerful message.
Yeah.
Man, that guy could preach.
Yes.
Discouragement, home troubles. Hey, I know about home troubles. I'm an example. You can be kept by God.
Yes.
If you want to be kept.
That's right.
Amen.
But things happen. And he's walked away from God, Brother Ron. He's been gone for years.
Yeah.
Brother Mike had to run into him and talk to him. I said, and he asked him, do you ever think about your soul? Do you ever think about eternity? He said, I think about it every night. But yet, Sister Clara, he hasn't come back. He hasn't come back. And I don't know that he ever will, but he preached the gospel. Can you imagine the welcome mat for him in hell?
Oh,
can you imagine the trophy Satan will lift up? And he, if he don't turn back to God, can you imagine that trophy that hell will hold up? Look at this one. He preached the gospel. Now look at him.
Come on.
What did the Philistines do with Saul's head? They held it up. They hung his body, but they held his head up. Look what we've done with the king of Israel.
Yes.
I don't want that to be said of none of us.
No.
No.
Me, you. But I want to be a trophy of grace.
Yes.
Amen.
That God is saying, look at this one. He's told Job. He's told to say, he said, have you considered my servant Job?
Right. Right.
And I don't have this in the notes. I'm just going.
Come on.
He said, have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him. You know, the Bible says that let everything be established, confirmed in the mouth of two or three witnesses. The two or three witnesses. The writer writes in chapter 1, he said, there was a man named in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, perfect and upright, fear God and shoot evil. Satan come before the Lord. The Lord said, have you considered my servant Job? He's perfect, upright, one that fears God and shoots evil. Two witnesses. Job was perfect, upright, feared God.
Yes.
And shoot evil. Right. Have you considered him? Satan says, well, if you let me do this, he'll curse you. God allowed it. He never cursed God. Well, if you let me touch his bone, he destroyed his family, he destroyed his wealth, everything. But let me destroy his health, and he'll curse you. And he did. And Job said, the Lord give, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Yes, Job got out of whack. Yes, he said some things he shouldn't have. But he never, as Brother Tommy preached, five sparks of faith. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. He is my salvation. Though the skin worms eat this body, yet in my flesh I will see God. And not somebody, I will see him for myself.
Yeah.
Do you want to see the Lord for yourself? The Bible says that we'll be changed, we'll be transformed, and we'll be changed. And the Bible says we'll be able to see him because we'll be as him.
Right.
It's not worth walking away.
Right.
It's not worth living in sin.
Come on. Come on.
It's not worth dying lost.
Right.
Because there is no second chance.
Right.
As the tree falls, there shall also lay.
Come on. Good.
Yes.
Simple little message, I guess.
Good.
That's what's on my heart. Satan's out to get us.
Yes, he is.
Paul even said, your adversary, the devil. He's an adversary.
Right.
Music, this world, this corrupt music, even in gospel anymore.
Yeah.
It seems like all they want is to make a hit song.
Yeah.
But it really don't glorify God.
Right.
They're right. Bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
We got the Joel Osteens out there that have that appearance. It's all worldly.
Right.
It's all prosperity.
Right.
If you're not prospering, there's something wrong. Hey, there was a lot of poor people that followed the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
He said not many wise. I'll tell you who it is. It's the humble.
Right.
Those that will humble themselves,
right,
say, Lord, I'll follow you.
Amen.
I'll trust you.
Yes.
I'll live for you.
Yes.
By your grace.
Yes.
Lord, God's good.
Yes.
It's time to get ready with the song. He would tell the Laodiceans church, I have somewhat against you. He didn't say anything good about the Laodicean church. Everybody, every other church, he's had something good to say. But the Laodicean church, they were increased with goods. Bob says they had need of nothing. Well, God has blessed me, but I need the Lord.
Right.
We need the Lord. He said, I'll stand at the door and I'll knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. And he was talking to the church.
Yep.
He wasn't talking to the world.
Right.
He's talking to the church, talking to an individual. I hope that something I said this night has helped you. I hope that something has maybe stirred you.
Right.
Because we need a stirring.
Yes,
in mind. You know, I read you the scripture. Hell stirs up the dead.
Yeah.
But God's people could use a good stirring too.
Yes, God.
To realize, hey, we're almost home. Don't give up now. Don't think you can go out to the world and come back. Why have your life scarred? I got too many scars. Young people have the best chance of never getting their life scarred.
Right.
Never had to fight the mind game, Sister Clara. But the devil, because they can say, I've never done that.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Yes.
My life has always been to serve the Lord. hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. But the antidote is Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
He said, I've come that you might have life, have a more abundant. Let's stand. Let's come and let's pray. Your prayers are seen. Let's seek the Lord.
Keep your eyes ever Lest you lose your vision.